in Arkansas, after calling to Little Rock and finding out as much information as I could about where we stood and what's going on, there are two main insurance groups for schools. ASBA, the Arkansas School Board Association, helps schools find insurance, and then the Arkansas Insurance Department, which does some government agencies. You can go independent, but most schools do not, because most independent insurance agencies can't support the massive property value that schools have. Our insurance was $203,000 last year, a little over. It has gone up to $522,000. That is a 156% increase in a year. We knew there would be an increase. We did not expect this type of increase. This is statewide, company to company. Property values have increased. Replacement cost has increased. Reinsurance that insurance companies hold for their own liability, it's gone up because property value has gone up, because replacement cost has gone up. Listening to ASBA, the Arkansas School Board Association, we are now considered Tornado Valley across the state now. That made our premiums go up. The blessing is that Governor Sanders has committed to trying to get 30% back to the districts on the increase. So we are hoping for at least a $96,000 reimbursement from the state to help us out, because that kind of increase is unprecedented.
When you step back and look at the budget, when you take into account the increases in salary, you take into account just the increases, the inflation. Many families are dealing with the same thing on the personal level. But when you look at the school's budget, do you feel confident moving forward that the school district is fiscally sound and prepared for these increases?
I do. Heather, I work with some of the most fantastic people as far as understanding how we can use our funds appropriately and stretch them the furthest. We will be moving salaries from federal to operating budgets, which will relieve some of that strain over the next few weeks, just trying to see how we can make sure that we are fiscally sound. Our COVID money, our ESSER funds, were a gift. They truly were. They allowed us to do some things. However, those are gone. And we benefited from those funds. So we are having to do some reallocation, figure out what we really need. And, you know, Heather, they say that look at someone's calendar and their checkbook to see what their priorities are. Our priority has got to be first on academics for our kids, student learning. That's where we don't want to make the cuts. But in places where we can, we are going to absorb staff. And we've been able to this year absorb 5.5 positions, which we know also know that 80% of our budget is salaries. So we don't want our teachers to do without anything. We want our kids to have what they need in the classrooms. You know, I'm committed to that, and I am not afraid that we are going to have any issues as far as balancing the budget once we move some funds around.
Do you feel that the budget is transparent? Do you feel like you've laid it out there to where, you know, if anyone wants to understand it more or question, you know, allocations, that it is transparent and available for the public?
I do, Heather. Everything is online. If anyone had a question, they are welcome to reach out to us. And if I don't know it, I can find it out. You know, we are publishing everything that not just that we have to, but above, to make sure that our community and our taxpayers see what we're spending and where we're spending it.